Yeah.
It's kind of tragic that, like, you see Riff Raff, like, talking about this track, like, I'm on this track with Drake. You need to listen to it. I'm on this track with Drake. Like, no, you're just kind of, like, shouting nonsense at the beginning of it. Like, that's cool, but...
Yeah.
You get the well, you know, you're not rapping with him. I feel like Riff Raff really, like played his hand poorly in the end, you know? Like... It seemed like that he had a... Like, there was a moment where... Where Riff Raff had everyone's attention, you know? Like, in the lead-up to the album coming out... And, like, everything, you know, everything was kind of coming together in a way that you're like, no, this Riff Raff is going to actually fucking do this. He's going to fucking pull it off. And then just, you know, the album came out, I'm sure, like, it didn't, I like the album, I don't know, whatever. I don't know what it sold. And now, you know, like, whatever, he's, like, fucking just lifting weights and, you know, making Twitter overtures to Hulk Hogan and is, like, it's just, the whole thing has, like, the look of a fucking circus act. Like, he's just, like, trying to, or like a porn star, like, trying to stay relevant, like a wrestler trying to stay relevant, honestly. Like, you know, it's this whole thing of just, like, no, I'm gonna do this other crazy thing and you don't know where I'm coming from. How interesting is that? As it turns out, it's, like, not all that interesting, I guess. I don't know. Like, I think Riff Raff can rap. I think he's got interesting rhymes. Like, there's no one out there like him on the microphone. And I think that's, like, you pair him up properly, that's cool. But it seems like it could have happened for him last year, but didn't happen all the way, you know? And, like, whatever, you know, like, whatever. There are plenty of people who know Riff Raff's name is. Like, I'm not saying, like, Riff Raff's done or anything like that, but I just feel like there was some shit got bungled along the way. Like, shit that could have made him, like, a bigger deal. Just, like, in the rap game, just, like, as a celebrity or whatever. But, like, just came off as kind of small. That's the problem. Like, honestly, like, that's the problem with Riff Raff, is that sometimes he plays himself out in a way. And then he kind of oscillates back and forth between, like, talking about himself like he is the biggest fucking thing in the world. And then, you know, like very much not in the same league as some genuine, like, celebrity-ass rappers. Whatever, you know. It is what it is, I guess. There was that talk I don't know, and you kind of never know if Riff Raff is telling the truth with some of the stuff that he says online, because he's always trying to get reactions out of people. But, like, I thought there was some talk that he was not with Diplo anymore, and that he was looking to be down with OVO and, like, get with that crew, which, I mean, obviously, like, who fucking wouldn't want to do that? Like, you know, like, say what you will, you can fucking sit there and talk like you don't like Drake, but a cosign from Drake goes a long way right now with a certain segment of the audience. So if he ended up, like, on that label or, you know, whatever, on that team, Clay Fighter Remastered, that actually is getting off the ground. Jesus. That seemed like some kind of weird joke when I heard it. I don't know. I think when it comes to, like, you know, moneyed rappers rapping from a position of being on top, I think Drake is doing it as well as, like, as well as Jay-Z in a lot of cases. I think, like, early Jay-Z, like, the hungry Jay-Z is, you know, like, it's kind of a different thing. But if you think about, like, Jay-Z in, like, boss mode and the albums that he put out since kind of conquering all that shit and kind of, you know, establishing his position, like, some of that stuff's pretty fucking bad, actually. But, like, the good stuff is good. You know, like, there's still some good material from that. And I think, like Drake is doing it at that level. I think he's had, like, more number one fucking songs than Jay-Z now. You know, like, bare minimum, I think you gotta at least give Drake credit for, like, having, like, a different approach to similar topics, right? I mean, he's still talking about money, he's still fucking rapping about fucking. But I think he, you know, he puts his own spin on it in a way that a lot of rappers don't. Never mind. I probably shouldn't even keep going, cause these rappers keep going with their deep showing. I said it all. you know what? He mentions that he's from Canada in a way that doesn't make it seem corny. In a way that, like, a lot of other Canadian rappers have been completely unable to do. You know, cannabis never made it happen like that. It was awesome. Dre and the Hardcore Committee. The Rascals. I guess the Rascals. You know, it was the Rascals that did Northern Touch. Some alright stuff, I guess. But not necessarily, like, you know, huge mainstream, big deal mainstream hip-hop. Drake comes across as very much a post-Kanye kind of figure, right? Where he's a little bit softer than the average, you know, what you think of is like the typical MC, you know, the typical rapper out there these days, you know, like... You know, Drake will talk about his feelings a little bit. It is not just all stone cold killer drug raps. There's occasional talk about the complications involved. Which adds some nuance. But, you know, I think that there's obviously room for uncut raw purity when it comes to your cocaine raps. I would say, you know, 9 times out of 10, you put Pusha T up against Drake, I'm gonna pick Push. Because his cocaine raps are so good. I feel like the more Big Sean I hear, the less I like Big Sean. I guess I haven't really heard the new album much, but
I'm already over my next bitch. Reminiscing on listening to 50 times a day. Back when 10th grade was like 50 days away. Trying to get paid 50 ways a day. Used to put 50 on the layaway. Now my closet 50 shades of gray. 26 and I done lived a lifetime a few times. From food times to great coupons. In church trying to get a little savings. Yeah, coupon. I spent that A1 every day. I'm hitting new primes. Now the stakes high. Niggas surprised at the new lines. Taking down my number like you still ain't got a new line. Nah, it's the same. We been laboring for years. I know it took way longer than 9 months, but fuck it, it's all a due time.
Like Big Sean is perfectly competent. I think he's done some good stuff. But that's just, I don't know. Like Danny Brown vanished. Like this, you know, like he put out that album and like no one was talking about it. Maybe I just am not running in circles where people talk about Danny Brown one way or the other, but I don't know. I feel like I got that album list too. I was like, oh, this is all right. But you know, maybe he's just out there touring. My album came out. It's not getting a lot of radio play. I've started listening to more radio. Satellite radio, but still radio. Like, I mean, you know, Danny Brown's like a really unique voice. You know, there's no one that really sounds like that. Unless you want to say, like, he's like 5 B reels crammed into one or something. B reel times 5. And somewhat less about weed. And Eminem turned into a robot. Eminem turned into like a super fucking famous dude whose last interesting thing he had to say was, I fucking had a hard time not being on drugs. And that was super fucking interesting. and he fucking got his shit together for that one album, and then that last one that came out was just fucking dead. Like, the... It blows me away that people liked that album. That, like, I feel like the general consensus was that it was totally fine or really good. Or didn't it get nominated for a fucking Grammy? I mean, not that that's, like, some indicator of fucking quality, but... Like, Eminem makes fucking hip-hop sound like the most joyless fucking thing in the world. Now. Eminem just seems like he's determined to, like, in, like, whatever his view is, kill every track and fucking insert as many syllables as possible and, like, doesn't really have much left to say other than, like, reestablishing some kind of fucking technical dominance or something. But, like, that's, I don't know. Like, it's boring. It's impressive but boring. You listen to Rap God, you're like, oh, he's rapping really quickly and there's some intricacy there. That's cool. But it's not like a fucking song I want to listen to. It's the complete package is missing, and he used to have that a lot. Whatever, I mean, you know, you can't expect, I mean, it's really only been until recently that hip-hop was just strictly a young man's game. This bus needs to not merge into me. Do not merge into me, motherfucker. Like, until, you know... I guess as long as Jay-Z keeps rapping, then, just like video game journalism used to be for the young, but now no one leaves it anymore. You're welcome. You know, like you think about, like, Eminem's early stuff, like, you know, he was connected to his fucking very real story, his very real poverty, his very real upbringing, and now he's just like, I don't know, I'm fucking intensely wealthy. Like, I'm intensely wealthy and fucking had to clean up my drug problem, so... The obvious career moves of let's rap about drugs don't fucking ring true either.
What's up with it? I've been calling you, something must be wrong with your phone, right? Oh, okay. What's up? You got that for me? Nah? Alright, well, I'm gonna get up out of here because I see you having problems with people. Your man, he's a funny guy and all that. I'll see you later. For those that don't know me, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kid Vicious. That's sick shit. Listen, I.
I guess, yeah, so, like, at some point, like, it's hard to expect much of anything else out of Eminem, because, like, what, you know, what do you, you know, his career was based on being shocking in a time when that was interesting, and, like, you know, his fucking rise to fame, and then his ruminations on the fucking price of fame. He got all that out of the way. If I were Eminem, I wouldn't have shit to say either. I'd be like, I don't know, I can still rap real well. Office. I gotta go. All these septic trucks and all this other shit in the way, but okay, here we go. All right. All right, I will see you guys later. Have a good Monday. Later.